Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 FM WCLK. I'm Reva Blue, and joining me right now, Dave Koz on the line. Dave Koz, how you feeling?
I'm doing great, Reva Blue, and how about you?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. It is that time of the year again. I can't believe it. Already, December 2nd is the event coming up at Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. And you're back with Candy Dulfer and Jonathan Butler. Any more surprises?
We do have another surprise, and I can't believe it, too. It's amazing how it's already the holidays again. How did that happen? Wasn't it just January of 2015, and now it's December, the end of the year?
That is so true.
We're absolutely thrilled to come back to Atlanta and play the Cobb Energy Center. We love that. It's such a beautiful place to do our Christmas show. And this is the 18th annual Dave Koz Christmas. And the two guest artists that you mentioned will be with us, Candy Dulfer and Jonathan Butler. And we also have a very special guest by the name of Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers, who's got that iconic voice, one of the people that you can count on one or two hands in the United States, that style of singing and legendary vocalist. So we're excited about him, and the four of us will be making music and hopefully putting people in the holiday spirit.
Okay, so tell us, what does Bill bring to the show for this year that's a little different than previous?
Well, first of all, he's got that iconic voice,
yeah,
and the hits to match. So whether it's from the Dirty Dancing song, which was, I mean, I don't know anybody in this country that doesn't know that song. I've had the time of my life. And then all the songs that he made with the Righteous Brothers as well. You've Lost That Love and Feeling, mm-hmm. Unchained Melody. And then he sings beautiful Christmas songs. Something about his voice, it's so warm and comforting, that combined with a great Christmas song like Silent Night, or a beautiful song that he brought in called Mary Did You Know, which I didn't know the song, but it's been around for quite a number of years. There's something very beautiful about his voice with holiday music as well. So I think it's a really nice combination. He's never done the tour before, so this is the first time, and it's a great addition.
Well, Dave Koz, you know, I've seen you before at Cobb Energy Center, and you just mentioned that Bill will be singing Mary Did You Know. That is truly one of my favorite holiday songs, in which I really finally discovered this song, and it is really so beautiful.
It's funny that you should bring that up, because that was the exact same thing. I was talking to him on the phone, and we were talking about repertoire, and he said, do you know the song Mary Did You Know? And I thought I knew mm-hmm. after 18 years of Christmas tours, I thought I knew every Christmas song. And that was one that slipped through my fingers. I'd never heard it. And I started to listen to all these different versions of the song, and so many people have recorded it. But that's the interesting thing about holiday music. There's, of course, the classic songs like White Christmas, Winter Wonderland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas. These are classics that never go out of style, we all know. And then there are newer Christmas classics that hopefully will be around for a very long time as well. And that's certainly one of them. It's become my favorite song in the show.
Well, let me ask you, have you written anything really special for the upcoming show for Wednesday, December 2nd, 8 p.m. at Cobb Energy Center, Dave?
Well, I think you will find a tremendous amount of high energy music. When you put Jonathan Butler on the stage, you know there's going to be some antics and some amazing singing. And then you put the funkiest female on the planet. I've not done a scientific research project on that, but I'm pretty sure that she is the funkiest female on planet Earth, Candy Dulfer, on stage. With me as a bit of a ringleader, you know that there's going to be some inspired moments in that show. And there already have been. Just playing saxophone next to Candy, there's been a lot of fireworks. It's a lot of fun. And Jonathan is the kind of guy that, he just reminds me so much of Stevie Wonder's, the kind of, you never know what's going to happen. The guy's so musical that he, if you're side by side with him on stage, there's that element of, like, what is he going to do next? And that adds a flavor nightly that makes the show different and fun for us on stage, and consequently, the audience loves it as well. So there's a lot of personality, a lot of fun, and a lot of very heartfelt moments as well, like Jonathan Butler singing "O Holy Night." That's become a staple of our show. People come just to hear that song. And yeah, I'm very excited about this year's tour. We're having a blast. Can't wait to bring it to Atlanta.
And it's always that time of the year when we refer to Dave Koz as Santa Koz. It's Santa Koz, that time of the year.
I wear that name proudly this time of year.
Tell me, or tell us, what do you really enjoy most about this time of the year?
I've found that, you know, for 18 years now, I've been on the road from Thanksgiving to Christmas, and I've found that in the cities that we go to, there's a warmth that exists. I wish it was all year round, but the truth is that it really does come out. Like, I think people show their best selves during this time of year, the holidays. People are focused, obviously, on family, friends, and maybe a little bit more mindful of what really matters in life, about kindness and forgiveness and showing hospitality and generosity to the world. And I think we need it now more than ever. These are some very troubling times that we're living in right now. And there's something about coming together to celebrate the holidays that in many ways is healing, whether it's just in your family or at church or with friends or coming to a concert and sharing that experience with a bunch of people you don't know. There's healing that can happen. And I don't really know of any more powerful way that healing could take place than with music. I've seen it firsthand, Reva, the power of music to transform people's hearts. And that's what I am most proud of this time of year, is being out there to do our part in kind of taking people to another place. And I love it. It's my favorite time of year.
Well, we can't wait to see you, hear you, enjoy the music at Cobb Energy Center on Wednesday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. at Cobb Energy with Candy Dulfer, Jonathan Butler, and newly added to the show for this year, Bill Medley. We have seen some other artists featured with you over the years, but this is going to be a little different, adding the Righteous, he's a member of the Righteous Brothers, and listening to the songs that he will present, because he's coming from just a little bit different, and like you say, Mary, Don't You Know is a beautiful song. And by the way, Dave Koz, there's a Christmas album?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there is a Christmas album.
Talk a little bit about the album.
It's called The 25th of December, yeah. Which last time I checked was actually Christmas. And it's a collaborations project. It's got some wonderful guest artists that include Johnny Mathis and Gloria Estefan and Heather Headley and Eric Benet, and Stevie Wonder sings on it and plays harmonica on it, and Fantasia is on it, India Ari, Trombone Shorty, Kenny G and I do a duet on it. So it's really that's a special project, and we had such a great time making it last. As you probably know, that most Christmas albums are made during the summer months, because it has to be out at Christmas. So it could be, I made mine in Los Angeles where I live, and during the summer it was like 95 outside, and we kept the studio nice and cool and decorated with a tree, so it felt like Christmas. Because that's the funny thing, is you're so hot outside and you come in and you have to record Christmas music. You gotta put yourself 6 months into the future. But it seemed to work. There was a lot of very inspired performances on that album. It's called The 25th of December.
Yeah. And I'm sure it made you feel good also to record the album.
Christmas music makes me feel good. Now, I'm a Jewish boy. I was raised celebrating Hanukkah. I never celebrated Christmas in my own family.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing, and it's one of those head scratchers, Reva. I don't know how all of a sudden I got so associated with Christmas, but I can tell you that I love the holidays. I love the music. I love the celebrations. I love the warmth and the feeling that is associated with this time of year. And so we put all of that into our show every year, all of that good vibes into our show. And the fact that people have been coming year after year for so many years, I've watched kids grow up from being like kids in our audience to now being adults with jobs, wives and husbands and kids their own, you know, kind of that makes me feel old.
I understand how you feel watching the next generation grow right in front of you as they're listening to your music and sometimes coming back and taking pictures with you and autographs. And, you know, you're watching the stages and it's like, wow, time is really passing by. But you're still bringing us great and wonderful music. And everyone, I invite them to come out and enjoy listening to Santa Claus, Dave Claus. On Wednesday, December 2nd, 8 p.m. at Cobb Energy Center. Dave, thank you so much. I'll see you at the show and take some pictures. All right?
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you. And I want to wish you and your listeners a very happy and safe and warm and loving holiday season and truly all the best with many blessings ahead in the new year that's right around the corner.
Thank you so much. And happy holidays to you and your family as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dave Claus, 91.9 FM, WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. I'm Reva Blue, your host for Midday Jazz. Now, Wednesday, December 2nd, 8 p.m., Cobb Energy Center. Yes, indeed, it's Dave Claus and Friends, Christmas 2015. Enjoy.